Matador by Barnaby Conrad, plus the true story of Manolete, Spain's greatest hero.
Lament for Ignacio Sánchez Mejías by Federico García Lorca. The deep bass chords began at 5 in the afternoon. The bells of arsenic and the smoke at 5 in the afternoon. On the street corners, groups of silence at 5 in the afternoon. And only the bull with heart uplifted at 5 in the afternoon.
Author's note. The reader is asked to remember that the art of tautomaquia is centuries old, that only the outcome, not the ceremony, varies, that the banderilleros are usually older men, the picadors usually fat, the bulls usually black, and, according to Blasco Ibáñez, the only beast in the Plaza de Toros is the crowd. Therefore, any tale of bullfighting must follow the same essential pattern. Though the events described in this book are as true to life as the author can make them, the characters themselves, with the exception of the great matador Juan Belmonte, who makes a brief appearance, are entirely fictitious. It was a very special day, this Sunday in May, not only for Sevilla, the spiritual capital of bullfighting, but for all of the Iberian Peninsula, and even for many countries in Latin America. People had come from all over Spain and Portugal and many parts of Europe, and what tickets there were left to be scalped by the revendedores were going for as high as $150. It was a very special day, because Francisco Torres y Núñez called Pacote the greatest matador of his generation and considered one of